The parasha has all the laws of kashrus. And probably the best way to explain it is you are what you eat. We often think about that, but why is it that certain things are kosher and certain things are not kosher? Now, I think it's important to note on the very basic level that it's a chok. Kashrus doesn't make sense per se, and often people will say, oh, it's healthy eating, and it's a better way of life, and all that. And it's not to say that there's not truth to that, but there is a common theme in all that we eat. The animals that we eat are all herbivores. They're not predatory animals. And the same thing with the birds. The birds are birds, not of prey. Why is that? What I think the Torah is trying to teach us is that the world was created a certain way. The world initially was created with the thought that everybody would be a vegetarian. There was no such thing as eating anything but fruits and vegetables prior to Adam HaRishon's sin. But when the Mabul happened, when the flood happened and wiped out the world and God hit the restart button, God said, you know what? It's possible that the reason why man was the way they were was because the bar was set too low. If I can't eat the animal, then really what is the difference between me and an animal? It's a very important note to understand. And so what ends up happening is the animal and man become one and the same, and then man then follows his instincts and becomes animal-like rather than higher than that. Comes along the Torah and says, okay, I have to allow man to eat from animals, but yet God says, well, you're allowed to eat from the animals. I insist that you don't eat certain things, the blood and whatever. There has to be a certain humanity within the way man eats. And then all of a sudden, the Torah comes along and says, I'm not talking to those people that keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, but I'm talking to everyone. And when I talk to everyone, I'm talking just to the Jewish people. When I talk just to the Jewish people, I want to say, you want to be more than that? Keep kosher, because kosher is something, it's a way of life, and you are what you eat. So again, while it turns out the kashrus is very much a chok, and we can't fully understand it, there is a message in Hilchos Kashrus that tells us, by eating a certain way, by acting a certain way, you become a certain way. And that's why the laws of kashrus end with, V'tem kadoshim ki kadosh ani. It's our way of emulating God. Have a good day.